Fonzo, the pilot show number 33.
Dude, we made it this far?
We've made it this far. We gave ourselves 100 pilots of shows. That was our contract, and we are 33 deep.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we've survived Denver.
Yeah.
And here we are, and we have a special holiday party. The holiday edition.
The holiday show.
How the heck are you, man?
I'm great, man. I'm ready for this. I'm a little buzz.
That's good. You haven't ate, right?
No. No lunch today, nothing. I'm feeling great.
This is the holiday show, 2014, getting ready for 2015. But we have a really special guest in their house, not in our house, in their house. We are visitors here, and we have the Driz. Welcome. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Go down the line, introduce yourselves and what your contribution to the band is.
My name's Bubba Medina. I play some guitar, I sing, write songs, and member of the Driz.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, my name is Dre. I sing, I write songs, I play my tambourine, I smile on stage.
It's a mean tambourine.
It's a mean
tambourine. How many times have you broken your tambourine?
That tambourine.
My name is Mike Alvarez, and I play some lead guitar, write some songs, compose lyrics and stuff like that, and I like to shake that ass.
Also, you're the one who makes the money for the band, right?
Make that ass shake.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear and share your guys' story, how you guys form, what you guys are up to.
Cool.
Vons, this is the holiday show, so and we haven't had a show in a couple of weeks. What have you been up to?
Oh, man, dude. I'm trying to get ready for the holiday season, so I brought these guys some holiday beer, some seasonal.
It's tasty.
Some Samuel Adams seasonal beer, you know?
Yeah.
Some tasty stuff.
I got the old Fezziwig ale that I pulled out of the box. You know, what'd you guys pull out?
We have to bring some social lubricant, right?
Mine has spices in it.
Spices?
Ooh, it says lager brewed with spices.
All right. Is that the winter?
The holiday
winter ale?
Season. You said the holiday season.
All right. What
you know,
got,
next
Bubba?
Year they're going to have champurrado. Beer. Oh,
okay. Who? Sam Adams?
Some spices, you know? You have to put the spices in there. Some ponche.
Some ponche.
It is. Yeah. See?
Maybe some abuelita ale.
Abuelita
some hot chocolate. Some abuelita ale.
Some abuelita porter.
Exactly.
Abuelita porter.
Well,
right?
On that note, cheers, guys.
Salud.
Cheers.
I'm glad you didn't bring hot toddies either.
Oh.
That would have been.
Sorry, guys.
There you go. All right. All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Show.
So if Samuel Adams is listening, dude, you got some champurrado, some ponche, make that shit up. Come on.
Team up with Nestle to get the abuelita ale.
Abuelita?
I think these are Samuel Jackson's.
Samuel Jackson. And you know what's the main ingredient? Hops! That's what it's got. Dude, yeah. You know what I got to do last week?
What's up?
Dude, I got to bounce. And it's a dive bar, but they needed someone. But I got to bounce a bar. I'm a solid 5'7", and I got to bounce a bar.
Oh.
You know I had to pull my old docks. I don't have any boots. So I had to wear, like, boots and try to look any inch taller. I pulled my old docks on, and I have my beard still. I was just like, I was like, I'll take anything. But
did you wear a black shirt?
Did I wear a black shirt? No, I wore a flannel. I figured.
Oh, rolled
like,
it up? rolled it up to the guns?
Hey, it's Long Beach. They would have thought something else, but I would have gone rolled up flannel.
People think I'm a bouncer all the time. If I stand out in front of a place, people hand me their IDs and stuff. Like, oh, yeah,
the funny thing is that the only reason I did this, there's a Christmas parade down in Belmont Shore. You get a lot of neighborhood kids and a lot of high school kids that are running around, and so. Usually there isn't a bouncer, and because they serve food, anyone can walk up. So they usually ask who has ID when they go purchase the alcohol. But it's so crazy. So you just wanted someone to man the door. And I can't imagine. Bouncing is a freaking, like, I was tired after one day. It was really fun, but I can't imagine, like, doing that every day. Like, my knees were hurting, dude, my ankles from just standing. But there were some cool things that I got to see. And these are signs of when you get older. You get like the 21-year-olds that are 21, so you see their IDs. But the ID says that they're 21, but the picture they took in the ID isn't when they are 21. So you're seeing like pimply faces, dude, or like like when they first got their driver's license. It's like this guy's just acting like all just like super like chat, and he's got his girl, and then he's like flossing the ID, and he's like
been in his
and he's like 13 years old or like 15 years old on the ID, and I'm like
got mascara on.
Oh, this is awesome. So yeah, dude, the IDs watching, it was pretty funny. Like just the cool guys walking in, I'm like, dude, you know you're 14 in this ID, right? Don't act hard walking in here. This is freaking hilarious. Then you have the dude that's like, because we had a line. It's like two times out of the year, St. Patty's Day, because it's an Irish bar. And this Christmas parade is the only time when it gets past capacity. And that's why I needed to be there. But there are the dudes that are in line and are like, bro, like, you know, I got like five girls with me. Can I come in? I'm like, dude, I don't even care that you have five girls. Like,
it's not a nightclub.
It's not a nightclub.
It's not
like,
Vegas.
Slow down, Chachi. Like, slow down, bro. Like, it's a freaking dive bar, right? And the only reason I'm here is because we pass capacity on 2 days out of the year. But it was funny to see that because I'm pretty damn sure somewhere in another lifetime – I was chatty like those kids at 21,
yeah, you
22.
Were, you became the man.
I became, yeah, exactly.
Terrible.
The coolest thing, too, is just like the people that didn't know that there was a bouncer, they were just running up to the bar, and I had to be like, nope, or like just kind of stop and be like, nope, like you need to get in line. But it was definitely a unique experience. If I do it again, I will be happy to do it 1 year from now because that's something I don't want to do. And honestly, I felt weird. Like you see these dudes that are just like, 6'2", 6'3", like straight up yoked, and I'm asking them for ID, like, sir.
I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah. So someone like Bubba walking in, and like I have to tell him like, hey, let me see your ID, and I'm just like, please.
Were you nervous?
Sometimes I'd be like, and I'm like, be cool, be
cool.
Are you
nervous now in front of me?
Right now? Uh-huh. Kind of, because you got your sexy on right now, but that's always. I'll tell you when I really got nervous. It was when the old people were there and you have to ask for IDs, like 40-something year olds, like straight up old, and I'm like, can I see your ID? And they'd be like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Just gotta check if it's valid or not.
I don't even know why I have to ask. They give you, when you bounce, it's like law, you have to have this booklet that shows you the IDs of every ID in the United States, including like Puerto Rico. And so like you never use it, obviously, because there's people coming by. But it was like when it was dead, I would look through it, and it was pretty cool. Like there's some rules to bouncing. I thought it was just be there and be whatever. Like
there's bouncing like, etiquette.
There is truly bouncing. And I learned that. I learned that night. You know what? But what I did learn the most is, man, and you guys probably know this too, like, just be cool to your bouncer, man. The bouncer doesn't give a shit about how many girls, who you're rolling with, who you're supposed to meet up. A bouncer is seriously there not to ruin your night. He's there to keep a legal capacity at the bar, and he's there to just kind of keep be a peace. Responder if something, yeah, keep the peace if something's there. He has no personal interest in fucking up your night. He has no interest in that.
Does the bouncer take tips?
You better believe it, homeboy. You better believe it.
But
here was the rule. Here was the rule.
Which tip?
This is bouncer rule. This is bouncer rule 101. The max capacity, if per se a max capacity is 200 people,
okay,
then you hit the brakes at 190 and you say you've reached max capacity. You know what I'm saying? So like if someone says, well, I'm rolling up these people, let me swoop and doop, then you're like, I got lunch paid for. I got
wow.
So that's kinda, you know, why it works sometimes. Exactly. The Zen secrets of bouncing. But
Hashtag bounce life.
Yeah, exactly. And if I'm in that picture, just take it from the navel up. I don't want people to see how short I am.
Got it.
Nice. But that's what's been up. That was up in the Christmas parade. Belmont Shore does a Christmas parade. It's pretty cool. I like to thank the bar that they let me drink after that. When it died, I went up there and they said, have at it. I was like, it was like Willy Wonka, dude. I was like, you're going to need a bouncer to kick me out now. But bounce life. Hashtag bounce life, is that what you said?
Bounce life.
All right, you got bounce life.
Bounce.
Fonz, we got the drizz here. Why I'm so selfish.
Yeah.
Talk about myself. I'm in a barber shop taken out of
I'm waiting in line to get my haircut right now, dude.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, you got your first?
Yeah, I got it.
We got Bubba on guitar. Mike has his guitar in vicinity. Dre, you got your tambourine and your chords. You got your vocal cords here.
I got my vocal cords.
It's going to be a fun night. Let's talk about you guys. What is Driz?
Good question. What is Driz, fellas?
Well, it's just a name we came up with. You know, we came together by partying mostly, you know. We started hanging out, chilling, and started singing some songs and stuff, and we needed a name, and Driz came up. You know, it reminds us of other things.
So is it Driz? It reminds you of other things?
You know.
Things that rhyme with it?
No.
Like fizz?
Look at you, cochinos.
I said fizz. But Fonzo, you found Driz on the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I found Driz on the Urban Dictionary. It's like, what the hell does that mean?
What does it mean on the Urban Dictionary?
Like some drink.
There's a couple of...
Means some drink.
Awesome. I can't believe you looked it up. Tell me, what does it say on there?
Well, like, it's slang for like super drunk, like really, really drunk.
Nice.
So I'm sure we've all been there, right? Yes. So Driz might, I'm sure it fits in.
I'm once a fan of Driz.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
I'm going to get Driz right now, shit.
You're about to get
I might join the band.
You're about to all get Drizzed on.
Just don't get it on your leg.
Not in the face. Not in the face, please.
It's really hard to get off my shirt. Come on, be careful.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
We had to get those jokes out the way.
Who, like, who brought that up?
I blame Dre.
Dre. All right.
The DR.
The DR.
She likes to put the DR in Dre's, you know.
It's also, to me, it represents, well, yeah, there's so many subtleties to the name, but in all essence, I feel that it kind of represents like all the three of us, our energies together, our sense of humor, the things that make us laugh, and the things that, all the elements of music that we're inspired by. It just, to me, it's like a fusion of us, and it's Driz.
It also took on a new thing as like writing some songs and playing some songs. When I started to hear a certain kind of sound that we were making, now I call it, that's like some Driz shit right there, you know?
You know?
Sweet.
That's cool. I like
that's how I affiliate it now. Yeah. You know, maybe not in the beginning, but now.
Grew
that's
into
how
that. I like
it,
that.
Exactly. It's become that, you know, in the last 2 years. We all met a couple years ago, and that's how, you know, things kind of took its place.
We met, you know, drinking some Driz, you know?
Well, that leads to another question. How did you guys meet?
How did we meet? Well, on my 26th birthday, I had a birthday party here at my house. It was a really grand party.
I wasn't here.
Bubba wasn't here. I didn't know Bubba yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a party. And
you should have another one.
I know. You know what? I should have another one.
We are having one right now. What are you talking about?
Bubba. Yeah. Bubba this time.
I had a big party, really grand party. I wanted it to be fantastic. I made vegan mole. It was all set up and mole. All did, you know? Anyway, so I had a bunch of bands play. I was in a different band. I played with a lot of older cats, you know, in a blues band. It was just I did covers. It was just me doing my thing, I didn't know any other musicians. So I was going to blues jams and just trying to network and like, I wanted to sing, man. You know, I want to sing.
You want to sing.
So I had just joining different bands. Bubba. And
hey, Bubba.
I'm just telling Dre's story through the guitar.
But you can't play the blues because it's a successful story. It's not like she was divorced 3 times.
No, but I kind of was. I was sad. I wanted to find my place, and I was a little lost.
Okay,
so it goes back to the
sat
alone, try to find my place in this world. Okay, anyway,
this
so
beautiful.
Anyway,
this is
so
solid gold.
So I, you know, I had friends come down, a bunch of other friends that I had just recently met at the VFW. They came down. I'm like, your friends, you guys, come down. You guys can play after my band, you know, do your thing. So my band played. I played with my older friends, my older cat friends, and then my other friends came down and, you know, they invited some of their peoples and they actually invited a lot more people than I expected. I'm like, damn, y'all brought your friends. Like, all right, okay, you know.
It's
who
poppin'.
Are these people? I don't know.
It was popping.
But whatever, it was popping. It was a good party. And then, so I met Mike there. He was at my party. I met him and I also met Adolfo, which is our drummer. That was the first time I had met those two. And I was really, really ecstatic when I was able to see these people that were, you know, more my age, you know, mid-20s and stuff. It was like, wow, cool. Like, I got some new friends. I got some new peeps that I can collaborate with and make some music, you know. And so when I had, you know, I was observing them and watching all their talent. And then when I had seen Mike, I'm like, he stood out to me. And I'm like, oh, he looks like a I'm a rock star looking kind of guy. I'm like, what's this guy all about? You know,
he's really cute.
Yeah. That too. Yeah. I was like, wow. Anyway.
And then he got a guitar.
He had a guitar. After you saw that, I saw him sitting down. I'm like, who's this guy? I didn't invite this guy. And then I saw him get up there and get the guitar. I'm like, oh, he's a musician. Okay. Does his thing. He does his thing.
He went from a 7 to a 10, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I was able to like, oh. And then when the music went on, I'm like, oh.
Zippers come up.
Women are the ultimate decision makers. And that was my decision. I'm like, okay, I'm going to meet him. I need to meet him, and we're going to be friends. We're going to be really good friends.
Hey, Mike, if you're anything like me, that's kind of cool, because I'm the most indecisive mother effer in the planet. So when decisions get made for me, I'm like, great, I have direction. Let's roll.
Yeah. So, you know.
Down with that.
So a couple months later, I was able to see him again, and I finally like got his contact info. I was like, hey, we got to work together. I pressed the issue. I'm like, we got to make music. And so over time, you know, we developed a friendship. We started, all right, let's dab a little bit. And 6 months later, he invited me to his birthday party. And
a lot of birthday shit going on.
Yeah, a lot of birthday stuff going on. Mike invited me to his birthday party. And so we all met up at Bubba's place in Long Beach.
Oh, you're Long Beachy?
Not now, but I was then. Fourth and Orange.
No way. Fourth and Orange? That's exactly. Red Room right there. The pizza hut.
Right across the street. I could see it from my kitchen.
So at that point, you know, I met Bubba. So there's the three of us hanging out with, you know, some of my girlfriends. We're all having a good time. And I'm able to, you know, Mike's like, oh, you got to hear my Uncle Bubba. You got to hear him. He, you know, it's really good. You know, I'm like, all right, let's hear him, you know. Hear him play. Hear him sing. And I'm like, I'm already like floored. I'm like, okay, that's it. I made up my mind to see again. I was like, okay, the three of us, we all got to do something, you know? And so ends up being, there was a last minute show my family wanted to throw for New Year's. So like, come on, Miha, get your band.
Wait, last minute show your family wanted to throw for New Year's here at the house?
No, it was in Pomona. So my aunt was like, do you have your people? Can you guys make a show happen? I'm like, sure, Mike, you know, Bubba, can we make a New Year's show happen? Fuck it, let's do it, you know? So then I call Adolfo, the drummer that I met at my birthday party when I met Mike. I called him and I'm like, yo, can we get a practice? Can we make something crack, you know? All right, cool. So our first show was 2013, New Year's. That was our first show, which is kind of cool because it sets the tone. Yeah. Together. Together, our first show.
I don't document all this stuff. I just call it the flow.
He doesn't know. I do. Drink, you know, girls take, play, girls are very, you know, like, we chronologically take, you know.
I notice.
Notice everything. Anyway, so that was our first show. And it was really nice because it was like really fun, if energetic. My family loved us. We were doing the blues and just fun duet.
How many hours of rehearsal before the show?
How many rehearsals did we have?
We just had one rehearsal.
We had one rehearsal. So thankfully there were familiar.
Do you know that saying? Oh, we'll play the standards. What the fuck does that mean? We'll play the standards. Like, why the fuck does that mean something? Because each song is represented differently in a different key, a different artist. Like, when someone says that, when I talk to the other musicians or other artists, they're like, yeah, we just get together and jam, we just play the standards. I'm like, but how the fuck does that still make sense to me?
So the only standards I know is writing on the board.
Yeah, exactly. I will not play effed up music. How did you guys spend that short amount of rehearsal time? What happened in that time frame?
Well, we're already like in the specific group that we're in and the kind of scene we come from. We do a lot of old school blues, R&B sounding stuff. So when we got together, I guess the standards for our group would be old 50s, 60s blues tunes, you know, maybe some 70s R&B stuff or
90s.
Whatever.
We all love 90s music. Like, so we're like, ooh, that makes us happy too. That's our connection. I think that's where we all understand the soul.
Right,
you know what I mean? We all have our own little niches of like music that we like. Like, you know, Bubba has a niche for, you know, 40s music.
Like,
you know,
I
have my
Glenn
gospel
kind of
Chicago
stuff.
You know, Sam Cooke and, you know,
right.
Mike.
A little bit of everything, blues, classic rock, and just, you know,
Mike likes Tom Petty a lot.
Oh yeah, Tom Petty.
Love Tom Petty. Just saw a nice documentary on him.
Hey, Tom Petty's a man, bro.
It was really good.
Tom Petty could bounce any bar. He'd still be bigger than me.
He is
fucking dope.
He's still getting down to this day.
Yeah, that's cool then. So then you guys, talk about, when did you start the band? On the first day of the year is when we started the band.
January 2013. So things started kind of pushing forward. You know, we started just playing, you know, shows, doing covers, having fun, feeling the vibe, you know, just kind of, you know, starting something new and fresh. And it was, for me, a whole new venture because I had never been in this kind of a commitment before. Like, I was in different bands, But I never felt like I was really part of it. I never felt like I was really, you know, needed.
Oh, we
always
forced her. Yeah. We forced her. That's what we did.
We need your tambourine.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. It's a mean tambourine.
it took its course that year, 2013. And then later in 2013, we started to record. We started, all right, we got to start putting.
Same year?
We started writing. We all had originals, too, that we had written. And we were like, hey, let's bring them out. This is what I got. This is what Bubba's got.
Just took the stuff out the archives and started putting songs together, you know.
What was the most successful out of all those?
As far as what?
All the different songs that you guys brought in to the pool, which is the one that really stuck out once you guys all put your pieces into it.
Well, we got a bunch of them, so.
But what was the one that you guys were like, that's the one?
Amongst us, we have we got a grip of songs, so. We only got 5 of them out there recorded for everyone to listen to and stuff. And of those bunch of songs we had, we liked those 5 a lot, you know. So
those are the ones that really stood out to us. Yeah. The 5, so. You know, there's more that Bubba writes, that I write, that Mike writes. But there's we select
but
the ones that
they're not quite Driz, are they?
They have to be Driz. They have they got to be.
Those 5 songs for sure had a nice little click to them. They all kind of blended and sounded like they've, you know.
They fit together.
Had a nice little sound going songs. And.
Well, gotcha. I'm just being a fan over here, but I'm digging Tell Me Boy.
Uh-huh.
I like that one a lot.
Okay.
And then
why, thank you.
And The One.
All right.
The One's good. I like
The
that.
One.
Yeah,
those
good.
Are. Nice. So this is just a fan right here.
Woohoo!
Cool. I got a couple questions for you because I just got a guitar. I've never played in my life. I owned the bass when I was in junior high, but it's missing and it's never got into like playing it.
Missing meaning I lost it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Lend it to this guy, right?
Yeah, lend to him. And
black
just,
hole
just,
over here.
Disappears. So,
the black hole.
So I bought a guitar just maybe like 2 weeks ago. And then I got a Epiphone SG.
Mm-hmm.
And just a starter, whatever, right? And then one of my coworkers told me about this game. It's way better than Rock Band because you actually use a guitar called Rocksmith. Have you guys heard of that?
I heard of some Rocksmith.
The Rocksmith, right?
Yeah.
So it has a bunch of songs, like 100 songs that it comes with the game. And so then it shows the guitar, the frets, and then you just start.
Does it come with a guitar, for the game, or you
provide your own guitar?
I see.
And then you just plug it into, it comes in every single of the arcade, I mean all the systems. PlayStation,
okay.
All those 360s.
And what's it do? What's it do? It like tabs it out for you?
Yeah, it tabs it all out. So then you can just get the finger work going. Nice. And you can learn a song.
Nice.
And then the timing. And then it has lessons.
Cool.
So I wish you guys would have seen it. I have it actually. I have it in my computer. But if we had an electric, we could plug it in, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So I'm going to – this is my goal for next year and starting right now.
It is a holiday show. There is a perfect show for resolutions.
Yeah. So I'm going to freaking learn how to play the damn guitar. So I hopefully next time you guys see me, I'll have some. I'll
get
that
a nice little jam sesh going.
How about this? What is the one song that all 3 of you can agree on that it's your favorite to cover in live shows?
Like a cover song?
I heard New York City. I heard a couple covers on YouTube that you guys play.
No Diggity is really fun. We
no
do
Diggity's
No Diggity.
Really
wait, No Diggity like Genuine or Black?
Genuine.
But who sings
Black,
it?
Black Street.
Black Street? Black Street?
Yeah.
We
do a little
bit
of that. We do some Usher as well. Well, he does. Actually.
Come on, guy. Hey, Mike.
We'll get down with that.
The guy's barely learning the guitar, man. think of a guitar.
Oh, something for him?
Yeah,
for him.
That he will have to learn.
Oh, got it.
Maybe not in Driz fashion, but at least get the rhythm chords. At least get the rhythm.
I do some Bad Moon Rising.
Some CCR. Fonzo, you want to add that to New Year's resolution?
You can work it.
You want to add that to your resolution?
Yeah.
Like Bad Moon. I swear,
that's
I will
an outdoor
smoke
song.
A,
you look
I will
outdoorsy.
Smoke a pack of cigarettes, sleep for like 2 hours to get that
Does
true.
That mean
I'll get that true CCR raspy voice to sing Bad Moon Rising, dude.
Because you don't want me to sing. There's no
all
game
right.
for me.
Give it a go, buddy.
I feel the Driz on the show. Yeah, okay, but that's your New Year's resolution.
Yeah. I'm going to learn how to play that song.
All right, sweet, sweet. Cool. I like that. Well, I think it's a good time to take a break, no?
Let's do it.
All righty. The Driz.
Mm-hmm.
Derek the other night, sleeping alone in my dreams, breathing, leaning over me, these forces all over, taking me up into the sky. Oh, traveling through galaxies and galaxies, I go down the dark hole. I go around and round in circles, upside down, inside out, gliding through the stars so bright, I feel everything alive, moving up and up so high, I feel the need to cry.
So we're here in Montebello.
Montebello, man. You know, this is why I love doing this show, man. We've done shows that represent the South Bay. We've done shows represent West LA. Now we're doing shows, and we have done shows in the past that represent east of the 405 here, like Montebello. Montebello, one of the coolest things about this part of town is that there are a lot of creative people around here. And
they always have been, dude. It's insane.
You're right. Back in like the early 2000s, I don't know if you guys remember this or have heard of it or too old, but there used to be a bar around here, and it was like a straight, Morrissey / like Rockabilly Night, and it was a bar called Rocket. It was like somewhere in here, but
it's in that Gabriel Valley, but it's not a model. Yeah,
but it was in this part of town, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so you get a lot of creative bands, it's good to finally be on this part of town. It's good that you talk about this part of town so much that I'm over here.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's more of this needs to be put out for everyone to see, but much like you guys.
But I look out the window right here. And then I can see the people coming out of QCs and shit, you know?
QCs! Remember QCs? Quiet Cannons. God,
yeah, dude. Right? You know, I'm sure everybody can raise their hand up and say, I've been to a quinceañera right there. Or a wedding.
I've been there.
Right? I've been there for the club and shit. You know?
I've never been there, but I'm the 1% that of our whole high school that has not been there. But everyone has QCs. What is that? Quiet Canyon?
Quiet Cannon.
They used to have like big artists go in there and sing and play. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I can remember like the radio stations promoting
that. I mean, nowadays it's like a Sonora Dinamita or something, right? Something right. like that. Yeah.
Well,
right.
let's talk about now, yeah. let's talk about modern Montebello. The Driz. We have the Driz here. You guys last show. Night. You guys played in Fullerton, right? You guys had a show last
Fullerton.
Night. What have your last shows been like? Where have you guys played? And what's it been like? What's
okay. Well, we've played in downtown at the 5-Star Bar. We're doing that a lot for a while, 5-Star Bar. And we played in Silver Lake, different parties. We played in, you know, obviously our Fullerton residency at the Continental Room has been cool. It's been a journey, you know. It's been a fun journey. We also started out at the Alexandria Hotel for the Art Walk Nights.
Oh, cool.
We were doing that. So that was really cool. Different bars, different little venues. Las Perlas was a really cool one in downtown. It's like a tequila bar.
Yeah.
And
it's
that
right
was
across the street from Kohl's.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It is.
So that was a really cool there.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, they got all the good stuff. It's a really cute bar. It's really nice. I was really happy there.
So if you guys are ever in that area, Kohl's, in the inside of the bar, there's another bar.
Oh.
Next door, right?
No. Inside the Kohl's.
There's another bar.
There's another bar inside. It's a little speakeasy. No, it's called the Varnish. Inside speakeasy, old school. There's like a piano player.
Oh, wow.
And then like these mixed drinks are amazing.
Cigars and shit.
No, I wish, dude. That'd be awesome if it was, dude. Like freaking Tommy guns and shit like that. Dude, that'd be awesome.
That's rad, dude.
It's a really cool spot. You can take a date. Panties are dropping.
Nice. Yo.
Wow.
Or the zipper. Bubba, can we cue zipper?
The zipper,
please.
Okay, let's do the zipper right here.
There it is. There it is.
There we go.
Speaking
those
of,
those are on my pants.
That was a no hesitation. That was just like
I stood up.
That was like everybody. Absolutely, it's happening.
So check this out. Tell me if you've heard this before. This is a review on you guys. Now it is from a legitimate source. Like this speaks the truth. So
nice.
Even if you deny it, it's still the truth.
Okay.
But this is a review on you guys. The Driz. Enchants audience with a fusion of musical styles. Does that sound familiar? Did any of you guys write it? And dance grooves, all the while playing homage to the dance floors of yesteryears. Their sound is a blend of R&B, soul, pop, with a dash of ragtime and funk, with inspirations ranging from the Beatles, the Blackstreet, Sam Cooke, to Nate Dogg, Wanda Jackson, to Amy Winehouse. There is something to offer for every crowd, no matter the generation. Conjured up with the start of 2013, this East Los Angeles-based band consists of members of Dre, Mike, Bobby, Bubba, and Adolfo. Whoever wrote this is incredible. This is, and they're pretty spot on, don't you think?
I'd say.
Who wrote it?
A good girlfriend of mine that has been supporting us since pretty much day one.
Okay.
She actually helped me write. She wrote it for us, and so we kind of like went over it, and we wanted to like make sure that we all agree on it because it's representing
us. Yeah,
you get
like I got this from SoundCloud, so you get that little description box where you better nail everything, right? But now I have you guys here, and I just kind of want to talk about that. What is your sound like? Obviously, people listening, they're gonna hear it, but how can you describe your sound? Because it really is a minutiae of a bunch of things, but how would you guys describe your sound?
I like to call it a cornucopia of greatness.
Well, then, there you go. Good, done. Mike, what about you? How do you describe the sound?
I guess a musical extravaganza.
Okay, you don't have to stick to short coined.
I'd say musical extravaganza. I'm going with
Well, we are all inspired by soul. You know, we all love feel-good music. Feel good music, you know, music that makes you want to party, want to feel good. And then the music that we do that's not like that. It's very, you know, it could be spiritual, non-spiritual. It could be, you know, what is that? Existential? Is that the word? Yeah, existential.
I like how Dre's saying that because we can't say reggae and we can't say soul and we can't say rock and roll.
But you can.
Because we're writing the songs and they end up sounding pretty original and like something else.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it's hard to pigeonhole it. It's hard to pinpoint it. I know people want that. So, like, I've even tried to sum it up on our Instagram. We have indie pop soul. You know, so keep it simple for people because it's so
It's broad. Yeah, you want to keep it broad. Really, you know, it's really like you could take that to so many levels and degrees. You know,
I
you
can dig it.
It's always weird, right? Because
and nobody wants to get pigeonholed.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah. Well, your sound like is not pigeonholed. You guys' sound is not pigeonholed. Right. So it's kind of cool. I mean, it's so funny when I see you guys on the on SoundCloud. You guys even have like pop,
indie,
ragtime, indie, all that stuff.
We hashtag. Well, the cool thing about SoundCloud, you can hashtag all those things, and if people look that up, they can your music will pop up. So, you know,
what do you think their sound is, Fonzo?
Well, not their sound, but I have an embarrassing like confession.
What?
So before we did this interview, I was listening to you guys' music. I went to SoundCloud and I just pressed play and I listened to every single song. Right. While I was washing the dishes. At my girl's house. I don't live there, but I got there before her, so I was like, I'll do her. I'm going to start washing dishes, right?
That's not embarrassing. That's very nice. That's okay. That's sweet. Great. Right? That's like...
So yeah, she walks in.
Is that her Christmas gift? That's awesome. You're off the hook.
It's my meditation.
Oh.
It's real cute.
I didn't mean that.
It's my meditation to wash dishes. All
right.
So as she walks in, she's all grooving to you guys, and she has no idea who you guys are or what the deal is or what I'm listening to. And she just starts dancing and moving. And I was like, well, that's a good band right there. You know? That's a good band. I had to bring up the washing the dishes part because that's what I was doing.
It's a good
but
story.
It's a good band that people like because she just walks in, doesn't know a clue of what's going on, and just starts just dancing away. You know, it's like, all right.
The Driz is dish tested. Evelyn approved.
So, Bubba. Your girlfriend likes the band.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's
Take
cool.
Take it away.
But yeah, what do you think their sound is? And you heard all the tracks.
I did. It's. I don't want to pigeonhole them. I don't want to nail them down.
But for
the
sake of, you know, go ahead.
Oh, all right. All right. If I have to narrow it down, you get me up to move. I'm not gonna put you in a genre.
Okay.
It's uplifting. It's you tap your feet to the music. you tap your feet to the music. You get up and move. You start rocking out. It's fun. It's fun music, but I feel the soul because I love soul music. You know what?
Well, I
love soul
music,
and so it's good. And it's old school, but new school. And it's complicated, but
I
love it.
I'll pigeonhole you guys.
Okay.
There you go. I'll pigeonhole you guys.
I won't.
Thank you for the review.
And we'll play a song after you pigeonhole us.
There you go. Yeah, for sure. I think if I had to describe your sound, I think your sound is just, it's rock and roll. And it's a rock and roll with... It's kind of like a history lesson of rock and roll. And that's kind of what you do. It's nice. You have different decades put in there with, and this is, I really mean this when I say it, and I don't mean to say it. Well, actually I do mean to say it to pigeonhole you guys, but it is a version of the way you guys do it in a East Los Angeles, East of the 405 type of way. There is some draw to being on this side that a lot of people don't know. That there's a huge appreciation for 50s music, soul music, that people wouldn't know because they just don't show up, right? I mean, really, most of us go west, not a lot of people go east. But here you find pockets, and there's a big, especially within the Hispanic population, there's a big population of people who fall under, like, greaser music, 40s, 50s, hell, even Morrissey. Morrissey toured with the Juanes. How the hell did that happen?
Wow.
It had to be because of Hispanic people, right? I mean, why else would they? It's not like the Germans are loving Juanes right about now. But there's this thing with alternative styles of music. And so what I hear from you guys is a history lesson on rock and roll that has a vibe of East LA side of music. And so that, I don't know if you want to call that a pigeonhole or not, but that's kind of my interpretation of the sound that you guys present.
I'm curious. We know his favorite songs. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song was, if I think of the SoundCloud, I love the ragtime. Please give credit to the guys who played the horns in that track.
Absolutely. That was
Joe Quintones.
Yeah. Joe Quinones?
Yeah. You say it.
Joseph Quinones. He's the one that recorded us in Whittier.
Okay.
So he absolutely, he gave the cherry on top to that song. It was just, it made the song even more grand. it gave it the grandness that we wanted. Sweet. You know, we had imagined it for. So and then, Bubba, you know, wrote it and
playing is the other one.
Playing. Oh, okay,
is pretty cool. But I did like, which is not on there, what I found on YouTube was the middle. The middle was good. People talking and clapping and just coughing getting in the way of your
that music, might be a good one to
music-ness. But no, that was a good track. So to me, and if you really think about it, those three tracks have completely different styles, and that's where I kind of get my definition from. That's why it's hard
to describe it. That's why we have trouble describing sometimes. But
that one.
Yeah. You want a history lesson? Listen to the Driz. Shit.
I guess I take like living and being born and raised here for granted because we love all kinds of music and it all comes together and these guys are doing it like amazingly. So I don't want to pigeonhole them because everybody does that shit. So it's just like, I take it for granted. It's just, these guys are doing it and I like it.
Let's hear some of what are they doing? Cool. What are you guys going to play right now? Some days.
All right.
Well, any way that I can take it, I'ma take it, cause I'm feeling that way. You can call me if you want me, pretty lady, any time of the day. Well, it's a happy little jingle and it's jumping, but I'm singing the blues. Well, don't you know you got me thinking every day of little things that you do. Well, if you don't let love me, hug me, kiss me, so I swallow all of your pride. Said you hurt me, you used me, you're killing my soul. I said, won't you be my girl tonight? Cause you's a fat slam way back out of here, it's over the wall. You's a little like the babies, use a hitty temper, cute as a doll. Yeah, but oh no. Just sit here wishing you were here today, and I'd never be happy. I'd always be scratching my head. I never feel you on the street when I'm sitting all alone in my bed. Some days, baby, some days, leaving nothing aside in a beautiful way, you know. Those days, baby, those days, I never see them no more. I never even a storm. Walking out of my door. Everybody in the barbershop, make a little noise. Ow. Well, if you'd only just bottle cap it, clatter wrap it, ship it out, and send it to me. Cause baby, your love, is all that I need.
What was the writing process for that song?
I wrote that song at work. That was one of the only songs I made a cappella. So I sang that song kind of like at humming it out and stuff. And then I went and transposed it on the guitar and then made the words to it. You know, and it's a love song is what it is in my own way.
And then the rest of you guys just kind of added your stuff.
Yeah, we you know added some harmonies and did just, you know.
It was a nice harmony. She brings the feel out of it really good and stuff.
I like
how, what we do with that.
Sweet. You guys are working on putting 12 tracks together for a full album.
Yeah.
That's a lot of songs, a lot of themes. Where do you draw the inspiration for writing? Is it from personal experiences or what are the themes? What will be the themes for these next 12 tracks and are they drawn from personal experiences?
I think for me when I write, I like to embody every type of, or a lot of types of human emotion. Coming from a female perspective, of course, you know, my experience, maybe my past or relationships, love, or even just thought processes that can happen for any of us that's relatable thought processes, you know? And I like to observe how I see the world and what I experience, because I imagine there's people out there experiencing the same thing that can be like, oh, I know exactly what she's talking about. Yep, I feel her. Yep, you know, and to me, that's what makes me feel good. When I hear a song that I like, I can relate to it. I'm like, yeah, I hear you, girl, you know, or I hear you, Bella, you know, I get it. I dig. So for me, that's the experience I like to evoke when I'm writing. You know, absolutely past experience. I think it's wonderful to use that, you know.
Nice. I agree.
What about you guys?
I agree with her a lot as far as it is partially from what we go through in our lives. And it's for me as a guitar player and musician, it's also feel and groove. If I'm feeling something or grooving with something, I'll just go with it, even if the lyrics are wacky and don't connect to anything. It's just fun to make melody and fun to make music.
Do you guys ever like feel that when you guys are in the restroom, you guys come up with the best ideas?
In the restroom? Yes.
Right? You know, taking a shower, you know, taking a dump.
You know what it is?
It's
the hallway sound in there. You know, I sing in the bathroom.
Oh, you do?
I've taken my acoustic into the bathroom.
What's that, Mike?
Said sometimes I'll sing in the bathroom.
You take your acoustic in there? I've taken my acoustic in the bathroom.
You take your acoustic where there are great acoustics in there.
In the bathroom.
I hear myself sometimes in there.
There's this whole Reddit thing called category on Reddit called shower thoughts.
Oh, okay.
And because I feel that everybody has like these great ideas.
Especially in the shower.
So it's just like.
You feel confident to sing and you're in the comfort of your own home and whatever note you sing, no one's going to judge you, hopefully not, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
And then, so there's no social media, there's no cell phones, there's nothing. It's just you and some water.
No clothes.
Right. No clothes.
You and water.
And it's just super raw. So you just like, all right, shit comes to you, right? You let it come to you and it's going to show up.
You're right.
Exactly.
Right? Right. So what song has came from the restroom?
Yeah. There's got to be one. Or there will be.
There will be.
Somebody needs to go take a shower.
It's funny. Like, I think, like, I've been at work, like, above and written a song, a complete song, and finished that, you know? So, yeah, it's funny how that can happen. I think also, too, when we're emotional, you know, when we're going through something or... And we don't know how to get it out. Instead of hitting a bag or going to something, you know, you put your if you direct your energy,
you're right,
be good
you're
or
right.
bad, you put it on paper. It's,
music is good.
It's
self-expression.
It is good self-expression.
It's an outlet for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I got a guitar because it's getting expensive to buy a 12-pack. When you get emotional.
Wait a minute. Hey, don't pull yourself back. That's me. You buy yourself some good whiskey when you get emotional.
Ooh,
dude.
I do both.
This guy's a whiskey guy.
Whiskey.
I love me some good whiskey.
What's next for the Driz? What do you got going on? Mentioned 12
again,
tracks put together now,
yeah.
But talk about what's next for the Driz, all of you guys, please.
Okay. Well, we want to finish this album, of course. Hopefully, like by spring, having it done. Having it all done. Maybe make a couple music videos. More shows.
And doing our LA tour of it.
LA tour, showcasing it everywhere in LA and Orange County. You know?
Correct. Because we're relatively new. We've only been doing it for about a year or so or two. Mm-hmm.
What,
as far as the group goes.
Yeah.
On off the top of your head, what are the next coming shows you guys have and where if you guys have anything like that?
Tomorrow we'll be at the M Bar in Boyle Heights. So that's going to be another Christmas party. And
that's December 19th. Oh, no. Today.
Yeah,
19th?
December 19th. Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow.
And we might be doing another residency next month at the Continental Room.
Yeah, we do every third Wednesday at
every
Continental.
Every third Wednesday, yeah.
Fullerton.
Third Wednesday.
Every
Fonzo,
third Wednesday.
Write
Wednesday.
It down.
Can we make it? Can we make it?
You know what? I like Fullerton. I just don't like the police department.
I know.
So I'm protesting like Fullerton. There's so many cool places, so many cool bars.
Harbor Street,
I would love to go see you guys, but
that's fine. Hey, nobody listen to this guy over here. Just come out to Fullerton.
Hey, nobody listen to this guy on his own show.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. It's just me being drunk. You know, it's like
But you know what? I see what you're feeling and that you should feel that way. On another, you guys play every third at Fullerton, but that's not the only place you guys play, right? You guys have the residency there.
The residency there.
M Bar in LA.
M Bar.
We do five star. We do Perlas. We do.
Oh, Perlas! You mentioned that earlier.
We do La Cita.
Oh yeah, we do La Cita.
That's in LA too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's by the market.
Fonz, I got you on this.
What?
We'll find a less listener of the show. How about if we helicopter you into, what's the bar in Fullerton?
Continental.
What if we helicopter you into the Continental?
Hey, I like Uber. I'll take an Uber.
Uber's
over there.
All right. Uber can get you to the dark side into Orange County.
Drop a rope ladder for him.
The funny part is that I work in Buena Park, so it's just like Fullerton is the next city over. So.
Nice. He's Joe. He'll show up. I'll park. All right, I'll go. Every third. Cool.
All right, Eeyore, I'll go.
Okay, boo.
You guys got a holiday show coming up. You guys have a holiday song for us.
Bubba wrote.
We
do. Do you guys want to share that with us now?
Yeah, definitely. All right, this one's called Funky Christmas. Funky Christmas.
Santa Claus is here. Said it's getting cold and the weather's right. December happy feeling outside. Besides the feel of snow and the mistletoe, it's just you and me, baby, tonight. Said, but you don't know that I'm the best of friends with the fella that's been putting it down. Said, and I got me just what he needs, and he'd be coming down the chimney tonight. He said, oh, oh. I said, I told you so. I said, he wished us Merry Christmas, and then he walked right out the door. He said, oh, oh. Hate to say, I told you so. I said, Rudolph with his nose so bright, he went cruising all around the world. I went to Wonderland, come and take my hand and join me for some holiday cheer. I said, leave your worries far behind, because old Saint Nick is here. I said, I must confess that you're looking brass, so that I know the jolly fella you see, yeah. I said, write yourself a Christmas list, and baby, tell me everything that you need. He said, there you go. I said, I told you so. I said, he wished us Merry Christmas, and then he walked right out the door. He said, ho, ho. I said, I told you so. And Rudolph with his nose so bright, he went cruising all around the world. He said, ho, ho. I said, I told you so. I said, wished us Merry Christmas. And then he walked right out the door. He said, oh, oh. I'd hate to say, I told you so. And baby Rudolph went all so bright. He went cruising all around the world. Because Santa Claus is here.
I'm going to give you a gift. Do you prefer liquor or a gift card?
Oh, definitely liquor.
That's
liquor.
A great question. Right. Liquor or gift card? What did you say?
Gift card's very like, I don't know. There's no thought in the gift card.
I like liquor because most of the time I'll go over to your house and have a drink too.
That's
out
true.
Of those shit that I got you.
What about you guys? So liquor or gift card?
Liquor it is. You know?
I like gift cards.
You do? Is there a specific one that you like?
Nordstrom's.
Oh. Yeah. So, guys, when they're playing at the bars, don't tip them. Throw Nordstrom. Yeah. Nordstrom gift card. Mike, what about you?
Mike, what do
liquor
you prefer?
Or gift card?
I'll just take the liquor.
Do you guys have a choice? I mean, like, what do you guys like for liquor?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
I like pomegranate wine.
Too late. You're a Nordstrom gal. Oh,
yeah. I must say, I'm a fan of these Samuel Jacksons here.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
I think they sell them at Nordstrom.
We brought this for all to share, and we want your review before the night ends. That's why I did down it in one drink. New Belgium Ranger. You're
holding out on us over here?
Yes, I am. But you said you're down with the liquor for the gift card. Mike, you're down what liquor. Fonzo, I was asking what kind of liquor would you...
What does Mike like? What lead guitar is
famous?
You can't go wrong with Patron. Or,
Patron?
You
know,
Patron. I'll take that. Oh, man's got class. Yeah.
Patron. The Patron.
And the Patron.
Fonz, you said liquor. What do you like?
Whiskey.
What kind of whiskey?
That way. Pass it
up. You know what? I'm really liking bourbon. I mean, I'm really liking Bullet.
Bullet Bourbon?
Bullet Bourbon, Bullet Rye. Really, it's really, really good. It's only like $20.
Try that.
And it's delicious. Way better than Jack's. Sorry, Walt. Sorry.
Sorry. You introduced me to Bullet Bourbon this year.
Yeah.
This is year's ending. You introduced me to that. And I really like it. I enjoy it.
I'm experimental when it comes to the whiskey.
Good. I'm more like an old prune when it comes to whiskey. There's like about 3 or 4 brands that I like, and that's freaking it. Even beers. Like, I like all the sampling. One of our last shows was in Denver. We literally went to a bunch of breweries. And at the end of the day, I do love them. But like, my go-to is, if it's not like retardedly incredible, then it's just Budweiser. People are like, oh, why would you like Budweiser? I'm like, well, because I like it. And if I want a good beer, I'll go get something gallivantly,
my
incredibly.
My cheap beer is Tecate. That's my cheap beer.
I like that.
Hey, I learned that word from you. Session. So your Sessions. Session beer is Tecate. My session beer is Bud.
I see.
But
you don't know
whether
go
I like
get the
gift
good
card.
Shit, you go get your cheap beer, and Tecate is mine.
Whether I like a gift card.
It's way better than Budweiser, you know? It's just like,
I don't
know
about that. I don't know about it. It's America Pal.
It's an
America
acquired
pal.
Taste.
So his mother-in-law, I took pictures for their grandfather, right? The mother-in-law's father. And I took pictures. I took pictures at his birthday. And so she paid me with a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue. Whiskey, it's like $200 or something like that, and she bought him, her son-in-law, a 12-pack of Budweiser,
and we're both happy.
so
you
I
got
get
the blue label and I got the 12-pack,
and I think
bags.
He was more happy.
I was like, yes.
No, so it was just like, you know, it's like, well, he wouldn't enjoy the Johnny Walker. You
would enjoy it.
You would.
I just
at
wouldn't
my house.
Enjoy it like you enjoy it.
Yeah,
I would enjoy it, but I just wouldn't enjoy it like you enjoy it.
He saw the Budweiser label. His eyes lit up.
on those, like you're asking if I would, you get the question if you want a gift card or liquor. I think it would probably, like with everyone else, I'm sorry, Dre, but it would be liquor because you know what you can do with that gift? You open it and you share it with friends.
Yeah, that's true.
The gift card, you kind of keep it and then you go do your thing. But like for me, like seriously.
Dre's
but
greedy.
But Dre, this is no reflection on you. It's just more reflection on me. Where
it's
like,
her gift.
I have jeans, I got like some shoes, and really, I don't like, what am I going to do?
And
right
she's
going
to share with everybody when she's on stage and looking hot. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's your way of sharing.
Absolutely.
For me,
right?
it's like whatever I want, dude, let's fucking kill this. Like I remember I got this crazy bottle of Chivas. It was like 25 year Chivas. Regal, and I was like, cool, thanks, let's start drinking it. And they're like, but it's a gift. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you meant to do with this? I'm not a collector.
I'm a drinker.
So you
right.
drink.
You're not gonna be one of those people that lets it sit on the shelf.
Hell no. What's it gonna do? It's gonna rot.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
That tequila, it's 100 years old, Holmes.
All right, I want to ask you guys this, and you too, Alfonso. What do you guys need to drink or eat when you know it's Christmas? This is one of the coolest things that I like to. This now has become Christmas.
What makes this shit seasonal?
What?
Right?
Yeah. What is it? Where it's like
I'll step in here.
Everything.
What? Sorry. What's that, Dre?
Bacon.
Ponche and tamales.
Ponche and tamales.
Yeah.
Do you have it any other time of the year together?
My mom makes ponche during the holidays, especially for Christmas.
So great. Do you know how to make ponche?
I do know.
You
do.
I've tried it.
You tried it?
It's pretty bomb.
Really bomb.
Can you give us a drizz recipe for ponche? A little quick drizz recipe?
Add a little drizz, but make sure no one's looking.
Just
a
do
little
I drizz. Have to? It's my
no,
secret
no,
recipe.
All
right.
All right.
Okay, but ponche and tamales,
gonna
that's
have
what
to kill
you know.
Them
that's
so for our like international listeners, what is ponche?
Ponche is a beautiful beverage. Made differently, but you know, you can make it differently.
Every single family makes it.
Everyone makes it different.
What's the core
ingredient? It's Jamaica.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, okay. Jamaica. Use the cane stick. What is it? The
sugar cane.
Sugar cane. There you go. Sugar cane.
Caña.
There you go. Caña. It's a mixture of like star of anise, cloves.
Anise.
Yeah,
they put a guayaba in it.
They do.
We put guayaba in it, so it's you put a different kind of dried fruit in it to give it a flavor, you know. And it's warm. It's served warm, and so my family puts a little bit of a rum inside, you know, the drink, and you're nice and warm the whole night. And it's sweet, and you know, you add sugar to taste, but it's a wonderful.
Christmas
it's very soothing.
After.
So that's what
very
you know,
soothing,
dude. I've made Christmas. So that's what about you, Mike? What do you know? Like it's like Christmas.
I mostly just kind of look forward to just drinking and hanging out with the family. That's what makes my Christmas is just getting tight with, you know, people I haven't seen in a while, cousins, and just, you know,
I look forward to just bumping music and drinking with my cousins.
So insert ingredients or music, but like it's the time that when you know it's Christmas, because you usually don't have that throughout the year.
Right.
Mike, yes, no?
Yeah, and I don't, yeah. We don't really see each other often and stuff like that. We kind of live, you know,
it's funny.
We're all spread out all over.
Me and Fonz, and we have two other friends that are, I mean, we've like gone, we've known each other since middle school, and it was like, to have us four have a drink last weekend, well, how long had it been? Like maybe a year almost.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool. So I understand what you're saying about like being with those people that are important to you. And you're like, yeah. I just want time with you fuckers. Just enough where you don't get on my nerves.
Right.
But exactly. I just want this time.
Good. Those 4 hours.
You got those crazy cousins and shit.
Yeah.
But if you bring tamales, all right.
Bubba, what about you?
Yeah, same. I guess the same right there.
You can't be just the same, man. Come on. When do you know it's Christmas for you?
That's true. You know what it is?
What?
It's the songs. When I start turning on the radio and stuff, and I hear like the old Christmas songs and stuff like that. And
how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay, you're as tall as the guy who likes to eat. Come on. When do you know?
All right, guys. Okay. All right, I like stuffing and ham. All right.
Okay, yeah. Ham and stuffing. Perfect.
Do you stuff your own ham?
You know, I do.
Yeah. Who makes it? You make it?
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Do you make it? Your family, moms,
pops,
aunts?
I'm used to pops making his ham and his stuffing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
see,
shit like that. It's real like American style stuff, you know.
But that's what
like,
makes it.
I go to my grandma's when I want like the panes with the turkey and all that.
Pan con pavo?
Exactly.
What are you, salvi or what?
Yeah, I'm salvi, chompipe, we call it.
Damn. Oh. Guess who's salvi right here?
No way.
Yeah. Man.
Hey, keep that down. You don't want to like lower your listeners and stuff like
that. Hey, man, that's
dude, I love the pan con pavo, dude.
These guys, when you talk about when you were talking, when I was talking about earlier.
Love the pan con pavo.
When I was talking about earlier about my three other friends, him and my other two friends that we hardly, I mean, since middle school, these guys would come on holidays to my house to eat that because it's a Salvi tradition, the pan con pavo.
It is. That's,
but,
that's
you know,
why I said that.
There are other things that draw, like I would go to his mom's house for other holidays, but they would come for the pan con pavo.
Even
holidays.
My mom would go over to his
house.
Yeah,
your mom would even
like
come.
Like, go some pan con pavo, dude. That shit's amazing.
Because it's different right there.
You need the watercress. A rouse is just a turkey sandwich, but you got a little watercress, a little radish.
Soggy, a little salt
runs down like this when you like bite it.
Breathing hard
shit.
Now.
What about you, Fonzo? Do you know? What do you need to eat or drink to know that it's like, yes, Christmas?
Well,
is
you
here.
Know, I mean, freaking the tamales, the champurrado. I love champurrado and shit. I like freaking just watching during Christmas, on Christmas Day, they have the marathon of a Christmas Story. Favorite movie of all time, right?
Okay.
It's a Christmas Story for Christmas, but like Scarface and The Godfather, you know, in like
back
that
to
order.
Back in succession.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's when you know it's Christmas, and Charlie Brown Christmas. Love that shit,
right.
You know? Just to listen to Charlie Brown.
All that drizz.
All that drizz.
I like that.
I'm fucking drizz right now.
You know, we got some clout, man. We're going to friggin' email Urban Dictionary. We're going to put drizz, your definitions. On Urban, we're gonna work on that. We'll get a petition, whatever it takes. We're gonna get drizz. We're gonna get your guys' definition on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
all that drizz.
It's gonna say drink and getting faded, and then another option is gonna say a popular East LA band right there.
Yeah,
there
like
you go.
That. No, or
and
what?
It's gonna have my face up in there. Most
just,
importantly,
there you go. All right.
Okay, Dre's.
We're
face
still a podcast.
Too.
We're not on Viacom or whatever. But
we're going viral, dude.
Yeah, thanks to you guys and your tunes.
You're welcome.
I think what makes Christmas for me, like I mentioned, is the pan con pavo. I need that. I just need it because there's two things: pan con pavo and tamales. Because when you think about tamales, you can't say like, what do you want for dinner tonight? Oh, let's make some tamales. No, you need to make some for the whole goddamn neighborhood. So like, it's not like you can get it every day. And if you do get those that are made every day, they're really not that good. You got to make them in bulk. Right. So the drizz, man. Thank you guys for letting us in.
Thank you.
I hope you guys had a great time because I did.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
we
much.
Had
yeah.
a blast. You guys are incredible.
Cool. What's
I
up?
Mean,
can we close out with a song or something?
Of course
like
you
can.
Can.
Well, you can do whatever the hell you want. It's a drizz show.
It's a drizz show.
I would like to say that we are on Instagram at the drizz music, facebook.com/thedrizzmusic, on our SoundCloud. .com/thedrizzmusic. So just look us up. We're on YouTube as well. We got thedrizz.com in the works. So
like us, follow us. We follow back. We love you.
The Driz Music.
Driz, you guys have an incredible holiday season.
As you guys, everybody.
Thank you, Fonzo.
Dude,
have a
thanks.
Wonderful holiday
you
season.
You too, brother.
The Driz.
Holding on to what I can, though you've got another man. Holding on to what I can, though you've got another man. I loved you in a crazy way, but I was young, always trying to find a way to screw things up, losing my cool for nothing, searching for things that just weren't there. But I'm holding on to what I can, though you've got another man. Holding on to what I can, though you've got another man. Poison in my mind and in my veins, drawing that love we had and only pushing you away. Losing my cool for nothing, searching for things that just weren't there. But I'm holding on to what I can, though you've got another man. Holding on to what I can, though you've got another man.